Fiery Furnaces, the brother and sister team of Matthew and Eleanor Friedberger, are on a creative run. They've released 5 albums in 4 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker says their new one, called Widow City, is, for such an intentionally obscure sly band, their most accessible to date.
On a honeymoon, my husband sat still, with a look in his eyes and a pen in his left hand. He wrote in the varnish the magic word, a seldom seen and never heard. He shushed me then some backwards dead sleep.
There are bands to whose rhythms your whole body seems attuned. Listening to their music, you feel you've entered familiar territory, no matter how new or strange the terrain may be. With bands like that, you give yourself over to the music. There's a bond of trust. That's the way I feel about Fiery Furnaces, whose musical landscapes almost invariably strike me as being, simultaneously, disorienting and inviting, peculiar and witty.
It's a clear, 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 clear signal from Cairo. Calling me back to your arms, calling me back to your arms, calling me back to your arms. Yes, it means they're strong, but they're not strong enough. Love my life.
Of course, after professing my great fondness for the work of Matthew and Eleanor Friedberger, I'm duty-bound to acknowledge that most of the time I haven't the foggiest idea what the songs are about. In a way that's quite exhilarating, you can latch onto certain phrases, enjoy certain small jokes, such as Eleanor saying, "To locate my ex-boyfriend, check the yellow pages under plywood." Any song here takes cues from verbal phrases that are underscored by the emphasis placed on them by Matthew's guitars or keyboards, or by semi-regular drummer Robert D'Amico.
Down at the shell shed, the boys are picking out the pearls. The hole in my mitten lets the rain get in. About 22 ounces from the petrol pump, waiting at the light. I'm never gonna make it back in time. So Geraldine and me can begin. Before Mr. Raymond and his Japanese slippers comes creeping in.
That was Japanese Slippers, featuring the Bob Dylan-esque phrase, "Mr. Raymond and his Japanese slippers come creeping in," and another line that could have been lifted from a hard-boiled detective novel, "I learned to sleep standing up so I don't have to make the bed." Now listen to the way the Friedbergers build a song such as Navy Nurse, commencing with a guitar riff that sounds like an homage to an Aerosmith record. But it shifts into Eleanor's very different intensity as she jabbers about booze and selecting a nautical-themed doormat with one of the year's catchiest musical and verbal hooks. Quote, "If there's anything I've had enough of, it's today."
Oh, I got warnings from jealous friends. Cases of borrowed clothes and a violent time with me from my mother. And she said, "Forget what mom likes, cause things have changed. Tell me how to make booze at home. Call it old Uncle Zeke and drink it early next week. If there's anything I've had enough of, it's today. If there's anything I've had enough of, it's today. If there's anything I've had enough of, it's today."
With the exception of the drums, Fiery Furnace's music is played almost entirely by Matthew. Yet such insular recording never feels self-conscious or precious or turned inward. Indeed, these siblings seem very much engaged by the world, even as it constantly lets them down. Or at least, that's how I interpret many of Eleanor's more mournful inflections, as a character in one song who complains, "My baby's angry, he's always angry, he smiles only when he gives me abuse, what's the use?" The use, as Fiery Furnaces know very well, is to create music that flings around melodies and chord changes that borrow from all kinds of music, not just rock, and all kinds of grammar, not just the rock and roll vocabulary. Then they seduce you into giving yourself over to their newly created world.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new Fiery Furnaces CD, Widow City. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.